let's talk about just world. Or the fact thereof that no one's talking about Juice WRLD much anymore with Tekashi 6ix9ine. Donald Trump just got impeached. And it's, I don't see much people talking about Juice WRLD anymore. If you don't know who that is, he's a musical artist that just passed away recently. 4 or 5 days, I think. Maybe more, less. He was 21 years old. As far as numbers go, he's at the top of the charts right now. 21. I don't know if he had kids or anything. I don't know him personally. I don't know much of his story beyond his music. But I do know they're saying allegedly it was drugs or whatever the case may be. He's talked about doing drugs and different stuff in his music. And I'm not even finna say gone too soon, because I am a person that believes that we stamp time on our own demise. Whether we do it today and we don't die to 10 years from now, if you're a smoker or eating habits or how, if you're a negative or positive person, how your energy transfers, all of those things affect your timeline and when you are going to leave this earth. So there's no such thing as gone too soon. You're going exactly when you're supposed to be going, based off how you lived your life. And based off how he lived his life, 21, he lived a long time, according to the things I do know. I believe he's from Chicago. From what I know about Chicago, making 21, that's a huge deal. You know what I mean? I mean, growing up in Atlanta, it's the same thing. Making 21 and you don't have to be a street kid, but growing up out there in the streets, that's a huge deal to make it to 21 years old. What bothers me, though, is the social media frenzies about all new news and different things coming up. That's why when I started doing this podcast, I'm like, this is a great idea. I'm going to be able to, because it's not, I'm not marketing this. I'm not promoting it. I'm not doing it. I when I do an episode, I post it to the private Just the Gang group on Facebook. If you're not a part of that group, add me on Facebook, Ace Woods, and I'll add you to the group. Mind you, the group is just to, the group doesn't mean you're a part of Majestic Gang, let me put it that way. The group is just informative. If you're a part of Majestic Gang, that means you're a true supporter. Somebody who's supporting me in some type of way, which form or fashion. Those people know who they are. And they're called my silent fans. And I like to keep it that way. You know, I'm not, it's just like if you have a fundraiser and you have anonymous donations, and no one knows what to do, that's cool. Those people want to remain anonymous, and I'm going to keep them that way. Yeah, go join the group or go to Facebook. Look up Majestic Gang Group. Send a request, and then, I'll peep your page and see what kind of person you are and then add you to the group. But just when I seen the clip out first, my first instinct was disbelief. That's the first time I ever felt disbelief, because I was like, you know, I don't really know his story like that. But still, either way, regardless of all the stuff he went through, the perception is he had a lot of support around him to help him cope with the mental turmoil that's going to happen from you know, just living the lifestyle you live in, man, having so many people know who you are, making it difficult for you to go anywhere. Like, just never mind the drugs, the mentality you have to live, be that big of a star, and the pressure from it is ridiculous alone, leading many people to drugs, some way to cope with it. Honestly, it's been one of my biggest fears, and it's why I've turned down deals and turned down working with people, or why I've subconsciously have sabotaged myself on getting contracts and deals, man, and to further my career, because I don't want to lose that. I don't want to, I hadn't wanted to experience that. Mentally, I knew I wasn't ready for it too. I'm like, man, I'm not ready to live a life where I am so well known that everything I do gets critiqued. Like, I'm fine with criticism. negative, positive, it don't matter. I'm fine to be critiqued. But to get critiqued on a scale, like, you know what I mean, of people that you don't even know talking about you, and it's like, you know, it. Right now, I don't care about it, but I think if the numbers, I can handle what I have right now, basically. And I think if the numbers, before I was feeling, if the numbers increased drastically, I wouldn't be ready for it. Now, I'm ready for anything, because I'm mentally in a place, and I have the moral support, enough moral support, to where nobody can't really say anything to me that's going to make me feel any type of way. And that leads me to believe that Juice WRLD couldn't have had that same level of moral support I feel like I have now, or ever for that matter, because I've been around drugs, man, all of these drugs. I've been around all these drugs. Not once have I ever had any real desire to want to try them. You know what I mean? The closest one other than marijuana, you know, cannabis, I should say, is shrooms. And that's because it comes from the earth. You know what I mean? But all this different, these pills, these whites, you know, on top of that, I grew up with a mother that went through different pills to the point where she became allergic to the most popular one, so she couldn't even take them. So all the different codeines and Valium and different pain meds and stuff, I grew up around. I also had an uncle who gave me my first beer when I was 9. We had the same birthday. He passed away because he fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand. Probably, you know, from being blacked out drunk or something. That's how he was. He was a cool uncle. My great uncle, in fact. And he passed away with a cigarette. He fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand, which led to his house burning down. So traumatizing stories like that, I feel like that stuff happening into an individual's life, that's where you are defined. That's where the choice, the fork in the road happens, so to speak. Because some people go through traumatic things and become the trauma, and some go through it and become a testament of how to overcome the trauma. You can become the trauma or overcome the trauma. And I think that, to break it down deeper, what that pretty much means is the traumatic thing happens, and then you decide to dwell there. Like, you become it. You dwell there forever, never moving, never think that's all you think about. Or you overcome it and you figure out how to mentally just not think about it no more, or become something else, to become something else so big to the point that it doesn't bother you anymore. And so I feel like Juice WRLD didn't have that, man. And we have to stop just getting all, oh man, rest in peace, blah, 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 all on social media, man. And really spread these messages out to people personally. I guarantee you, people post things on social media that they don't even be talking about with their friends. Which makes sense. That's cool. I understand some stuff you can't talk about with your friends. But why are they your friends then if you can post about it, but you can't talk about it? If you could talk about it on social media and be social about it, and post the media that you want to be socialized with online, your friends should be the same type of people offline that you can do that with. Literally, it makes no sense. They're your friends because you can talk about the stuff you talk about on social media with them and stuff you don't post. That's why they're your friends. That's why they should be your friends, I should say. And if you can't do both with them, I personally would reevaluate what are you calling friends and friendship. But I don't say much, you know, on here. I generally come in. I've been delaying saying this because I wanted to wait till it seemed like no one else was talking about this anymore. And I feel like we're in that moment, especially finding out about the impeachment. Which, by the way, if you're uninformed, impeachment does not mean he's no longer president, and he won't be no longer president. It's like being sued and you just received the paperwork. Like, you just got served with papers that you're being sued. That doesn't mean you have to pay the money that you're being sued for immediately. That just means the process has begun. You have to go to court. You know, in his case, he has to go face the Senate and all these different things. A lot of people are hearing, younger people, older, ignorant, I should say, that just don't know, are seeing impeachment, hearing impeachment, and think, oh yeah, Donald Trump's no longer president. No, that's not the case. And 99.99 out of 100%, he's probably going to remain president, because majority rules when it comes to these types of circumstances in politics. Now, mind you, I'm not a professional politician. I'm not even a political person. I don't even vote. I don't vote in politics because it doesn't help my people. Like, I vote for blackness and black people. And so I'm not even qualified to really teach you or educate anybody on that. But I'm just telling you the facts of it. If that's what it means, and that's what it is. And for me, that's enough for me to know what I already knew, that him being president has nothing to do with nothing for your personal life. You are either going to excel or you're not going to sell. I personally, me with my businesses and partners, we have made more money because Trump has been in office, even more so than when Obama was in office. And that's not downplaying Obama's presidency. That's just speaking to the facts of the situation at hand, the president we have, the actuality of it, the fact that he's a businessman putting into a CEO position for a corporation we call this country America. He had a lot of business interests, and he implemented things to help his business interests, even though he quote-unquote stepped down at overhead of the company. Of course, he knows eventually he's not going to be president forever. He's going to have to go back to his company. He put stuff in place to make sure his business will be standing forever. That being said, Juice WRLD's legacy, I feel, was left. I feel like he did, him and Triple X last year, did Juice WRLD this year, man. Like, this shit is insane. Two artists that I didn't really like. They were young. They're younger than me, you know. And so I didn't, I liked some of their music. I listened to some of it. I had a couple of favorite songs and stuff. But they weren't like, I wasn't like a raving fan, I'd say. But I did see them as a man that they were. I saw them as the man or the young, growing man that they were. And I was like, man, if they can make it through the turmoil, mental turmoil, they're going to go off to do some greater, greater things. And unfortunately, they lives were shorter than it would have taken for them to accomplish the things I felt like they could have both accomplished. That's Triple X and Juice WRLD. And what are these things I'm talking about? You know what I mean? I'm talking about enlightenment and, you know, getting information and getting it to the people, you know, and by getting, you know, just whatever that information is, you know, talk about the facts about doing drugs. If you're going to do drugs, at least tell the people the truth. Like, look, I have seizures. This happens. I can't think straight. Sometimes I don't remember where I am. Tell the people the facts of what's going on so these kids doing these drugs know what to expect. You know what I mean? And go to different places and just speak about the truth of what can happen when you do these drugs. You know, difference, the simple, just starting off there alone, simple stuff like that, I felt like he could have went on to do after either being clean or even if he was currently doing it, as big as he was. I'm sure even if popping pills or not, in the moment, people would have allowed him to go in places and speak to youth about the effects of doing drugs. And him being actively on it would have made it even more compelling of him helping them. His story needs to, this young man needs to be spoken about continuously, just as much as y'all spoke about the goddamn 6ix9ine shit, which is really irrelevant, man. At the end of the day, that's his own personal case. He did what he did. He got set up, but he still did what he did, and he's paying for it. And so at the end of the day, that's his personal life, man. He has to has to deal with the consequences of what he did, period. There's really nothing else. Like, keeping up with that case, unless you're using it as a talking point or like a point to of what not to do, there's no point in you keeping up with it. Now, Juice WRLD is another story. To me, honestly, and this might be stretching a little bit, but after I realized it was truth and he actually did pass away, and then I started reading the little articles surrounding how he died and what was happening, it was vaguely similar to how Prince died to me. You know what I mean? And minus the drugs, just the other things that happened around it. I still have to fact check a lot of these things. But just the fact that this stuff came out like this, everybody knows who Prince is. And I feel like in today's time, if you listen to music, you know who Juice WRLD is. No matter if you listen to gospel or Christian rap, Christian music, gospel music, country music, you know who Juice WRLD is. Like, there's no way you didn't know who. And he was a very talented dude. I mean, he did a freestyle for over an hour long. Well, I was impressed by me being growing up on battle rap and just really learning how to rap from watching battle rap and people doing stuff like that, rapping for like Papoose and doing the Alphabet Slaughter and, you know, stuff like that, man. That is when I started tuning into him more, after he did that hour long freestyle. And I was like, man, he's beyond the stuff he's releasing. Like, you know how difficult it is to write a song that could last an hour, let alone be able to freestyle consistently without really making no mistakes and just have delivery after delivery. You know what I mean? On beat for an hour straight. The boy was talented, man. He had been practicing this for years, I'm sure, while he was in grade school, then getting, you know, early on in his career. Early on in his life, getting put on. So I just wanted to say my piece about that, man, and hope that you're able to make peace with yourself and look at his situation as, like, stop wasting time on bullshit. Stop questioning your shit. Stop giving yourself excuses. Recently, I had an individual in my life, and their reasoning for not doing a lot of stuff was always money. They were like, yeah, well, this takes money. Man, money is a tool. If you are on the street homeless, somebody tells you, hey, I have these tools, you know, and you can have all these tools and all of this lumber, and you can build your house if you want for free, you know, and get yourself off the street. I don't have time to build it for you, but I can give you all this stuff, right? I don't know if you've ever, if any of you listeners ever worked on a house, you can kind of have an idea of what tools you need. What if this was a scenario and he gives you everything you need, including nails, but you don't have a hammer? And you don't have money, so you can't go get a hammer. You homeless. What are you going to do? You're homeless. You're trying to figure this out. You got the opportunity to build a whole house. You got more than enough lumber to build a whole 4-bedroom house. You got all these tools, every tool you need, but a hammer. What do you do? And I'm not going to answer it. I want you to really think about that. If that was a real situation, what would you do? That's how I look at money. Money is the hammer. If I don't have the hammer, there is another way to still build this and get this done. And I've done that with my life over and over, man. You know, y'all got to stop. There's no time. Time is a construct we created to measure. There is a continuation. There's a flow of energy that's going throughout the day. There's dark, there's light, there's good, and there's evil. You know what I mean? But everything is continuous. Time, the reason I say there's no time, because there, you know, however you look at it, if there's time, it never stops. So in all actuality, there's no time. Counting these numbers and minutes and seconds for what? It never stops. That energy of time never stops. You die and it's just tick, 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 tick. It's just going. There's never going to stop. So at the end of the day, you have to look at time as nothing beyond a measurement. It's just measuring. I run off a 24-hour clock, for sure now, thanks to the military. But you just have to start understanding that in 21 years, this young kid accomplished a lot. So to say he died too soon is false. 21 years, he accomplished what people can't accomplish in 40. You know what I mean? So you have to start just accomplishing shit. Just get shit done. If you have a business, you had a business, get it up and running. Take every little penny you get, extra money you get, pay your bills, eat peanut butter jelly sandwich, ramen noodles, take the rest and invest in your business. Invest in, you know, getting that promotion, whatever it is. I love you, Majestic Gang.